Thank you for calling customer service. This is Erica. How can I help you today?
Hi. What kind of company is this?
Well, ma'am, we are a third-party call center that represents multiple companies for customer service. To better assist you, could I get your zip code?
0826L.
Okay, ma'am, hold on 1 second for me. And you said 08260?
Yep.
Thank you so very much, ma'am, for that. And can I please have your first and last name so I'll know who I'm having the pleasure of helping out tonight?
Well, we're only calling because we've got this charge on our card that we don't know who made it, and it's from the charge is from something called NutriHealth.
Okay, ma'am. I do understand, your reluctance to wanting to, tell me your name or anything. But without a name and a shipping address, I can't go any further than, the list of names I have in front of me.
Yeah, but if it's something we didn't order this, I mean, we don't know what it is. That's why we're trying to find out what this charge is on the card.
Yes, ma'am. And that's, okay. Have you signed up for a 14-day trial of anything here recently?
Just sign up for a trial of anything? No.
Okay, ma'am.
No.
Well, like I said, if you, like I said, the zip code only takes me so far, and it takes me to a list of names, and to go any further, I would need.
I have a reference number on the bank statement.
Hold on 1 second. Let me
Does
see if
that help?
it'll help. Hold on 1 second. No, ma'am, that wouldn't link to anything on our side. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Okay. And is NutriHealth one of these people you deal with, or?
Well, it would be what's called the merchant ID number, and that's kind of like the company's name from the bank. Like where I'm from, there's a Taco Bell. And if I buy something from that Taco Bell, it comes back on my bank account as Taco Cala, which is
Right,
the.
something, the business name, right. Okay.
So.
I don't hear. You can talk to him, but we don't think this is anything that we did. Hold on.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you doing
Hello.
tonight? How are you doing tonight,
Okay,
sir?
I'm okay. My name is John Sahajan. I'll spell my last name. SAHATJIAN.
All right. Okay, so I don't see anybody with that name. And so the next thing I'm going to ask you for, hold on 1 second. Let's see, I don't see that name at all. Let's see here.
Mine.
All right. I do see you, Mr. John Sahajan. Is that it?
Yeah, that's how you say it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah. Sahajan, really. Yeah.
Sahajan. Okay, Mr.
Yeah.
Sahajan.
Yeah.
Can you please verify your shipping address?
102 West Syracuse Avenue, Wildwood Crest, New Jersey.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much. And so I do see, let's see here. I do see where you signed up for a 14-day trial of the Viardex male enhancement. This is all natural, and they do help boost strength and stamina, and it can take a little time to build up in your system. How are you liking these products, sir?
I don't even know who you are. I never got any, and I never even charged anything. I don't know what you're talking about. No.
All right, sir. Well, it does say that on the 10th of October that it was
Yeah.
delivered to 102 West Syracuse Avenue, Wildwood, New Jersey, 08260. And that is
Well, I never
the.
got. Yeah.
Okay,
Okay,
sir.
go ahead.
Okay, sir. So you're telling me that you didn't get these and that you didn't sign up for a 14-day trial for this. Is that what I'm understanding?
No. Yep, I never signed up and I never got anything.
Okay, so you didn't sign up, you didn't pay, because I am seeing the $6.59 shipping and handling for this on, let's see here, on the 7th of October, and you don't recall authorizing that charge, sir?
No, no way, no, no.
All right, sir, is there anyone in your household that could have recorded, that could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
No, no, just you and me, right? Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
yeah, no,
sir.
Nobody else, nope.
All right, sir, so what I'll do is I'll cancel your account out, okay? Hold on 1 second. Hold on, let me go ahead and get this canceled out for you. Because we don't want any craziness going on your finances, because I don't know about you, but with me, if you play with my money, that's like playing with my emotions, and I don't like my emotions to be played with. So
nobody likes that, you know?
Yes, sir. So, all right. So, and you're saying, you know, no. So what I'm going to do, I canceled the account, and I'm going to transfer you to our fraud department so that they can open up an investigation and to see who used your card without your authorization. I just wanted to make you aware that we take credit card very, very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing the shipping and handling of, let's see, what was it, $6.95.
Okay.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, it'll just, our fraud department will just investigate it, and whoever placed it without your authorization, they'll be
yeah,
prosecuted. So, and they'll be able to take care of it way better than I can.
Okay.
So hold on one. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, sir. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, sir, I'm about to send you over to our fraud department to take care of this. Just please bear with me for a moment, okay?
Okay.
So let's see here. And I'm so very sorry that this happened to you, sir.
It's okay. I mean, I've had a little bit, maybe one or two problems with the card the whole time I had it. I'm not complaining.
Hey, that's better than 12 or 15 times, huh?
Yep.
So hold on 1 second. One time we went overseas, my mother and I. We went to London when I was 18. And we went to London, and, you know, my bank knew about it on my card and my mother's card. And I checked my bank account, and I'm like $2,000 short. And they're like, well, I know you went to London, but this charge is coming out of Russia. What happened? So, okay. Well, all right, Mr. Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Sahajan, I am transferring you over to our fraud department right now, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, and thank you so very much for calling customer service. I hope you have a wonderful night and get this figured out, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.